Drum roll, please. What the heck? That sounds like a...
I can't do it.
A moped. Anyway, drum roll, we're back.
You know, girls can't do gun noises.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that before.
I can't do drum roll either.
No, you can't. Welcome.
I can't even do it like that, look.
Well, that's okay.
It's not.
Welcome to a new episode of 40-ish. Can't remember what episode this is.
We went out of sync. Don't give a shit.
Yeah, we're just back. And it's great to have you there, if you're still there. Loads of people have left us. Only the hardcore are staying.
Why is that, Neil?
Well, because I keep moving things around.
You kept fucking around with it, didn't you?
Well, I kept moving things around with the podcast.
You couldn't let it lie. You couldn't leave it alone.
And then you don't really want to do it sometimes.
No, you don't want to do it either.
Well, no, you don't want to do it sometimes.
Don't go down this road, because people get pissed off when you say, I can't bend to do it, so I'm going to do it.
Well, you know.
Don't
put it on me.
Don't put it on me.
Anyway, we're back with this episode. Couple of things. We have a new WhatsApp channel. Just when you thought we'd stay in one place... We're just trying this out, by the way.
There's no we in this.
Okay. Well, you can, if you don't know where the link is, which you can find on our Instagram, which is, I can't even remember what our Instagram is. 40-ish podcast? I don't know.
Probably.
Something like that. Just search 40-ish podcast on Instagram. You'll find us. And then there'll be a link somewhere, probably in a story or something. And you can get to our WhatsApp channel.
You really are Elon Musk, aren't you? Really are.
I am doing a better job. but you can in WhatsApp now just go to channels, explore, and then search. But I don't think they realised that channels were going to be such a big thing in WhatsApp that we're not coming up at the moment. So you can search 40-ish podcast. Hopefully it comes up. Then you press follow, and then you follow us in WhatsApp, which is quite good, actually, because it's like a little bite-sized thing that we can do every day. And you get some photos and some videos. And if we're out eating somewhere, we'll tell you how good or bad it was. If Tate kicks off somewhere, we'll probably talk about it.
Like you posted the deep-fried dough ball thing.
We went out the other day with your nephew in Clapham, and...
He took us to his local pizza place.
I've just moved to London. Here's my local pizza place. Come along. And it was really lovely. The problem for me was I was just about to go to lunch with somebody after this. So I had to watch you three eat, Tate, Charlie and you. And you had deep fried pizza dough.
Mm.
So by the way, Sav's still on a diet, as you can tell. With mozzarella and...
Burrata.
Burrata.
Cheese.
Well, yeah. Well,
like softer mozzarella.
And there was ham on top, right?
Yeah, Parma ham.
Yeah. It looked good.
They're nice.
Looked good. So if you join our WhatsApp channel, you can see where those places are. We show you the food. And
yes, that's right. What? Neil is one of those wankers that take photos of food.
And secondly, this episode is sponsored by Good Ship Murder on Channel 5. Quite simply, the best show that's ever been made. Well, it's, well, joint with... Madame Blanc Mysteries.
Awful.
Mate.
Awful.
Fucking
awful.
How good is that show?
Awful.
I was so depressed after the first episode when I realised I had to wait a week.
Oh no, you can't stream it all. It's one a week.
What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, it's the same with Loki. One a week.
I know, but I mean, we've just watched episode 4 of Loki, season 2, and it was brilliant. And we're
very,
still
very confusing.
Very difficult. Anyway, this is not about Loki. This is about...
But Tom Hiddleston's bum looks great in trousers.
This is about possibly... So does Shane Ward's.
Actually, yes,
So does Shane Ward's in Good Ship Murder.
It's nice pair of slacks.
Yeah.
They're both wearing nice slacks, aren't they?
So Good Ship Murder on Channel 5, right?
I'm getting so old. I'm fancy men in slacks.
It's a perfect Channel 5 documentary.
It's
if
shit.
You haven't... No, listen... Just listen, right? 1,000,000%, you have to watch this. It's a perfect channel.
What, with a gun against your head?
No, listen. Channel 5 make a certain sort of documentary, of soap opera. It's not even a soap opera.
It's very
drama.
Light murder. Like Midsommar's Murders.
Yeah.
Midsommar's Murders.
Exactly that.
That's how much I watched it. Yeah. Those shit murder mysteries.
A friend of mine, and this is no reason why I like it, by the way, does the theme music for Madame Blanc Mysteries.
Listen,
and,
if I didn't know your friend, I would go, who has done the music for this? Because it's got a certain flavour to it.
It's got a Channel 5 flavour.
Do you know what? It works.
Of course it works, yeah.
I hum along to it now.
Yeah, I know.
And when I'm forced to watch it with you.
Fucking forced. You're all over it like a tramp on
it's
chips.
Awful.
Come on. You love it. Right, so.
It's light-hearted murder.
So just let me, please. They're waiting to find out about Good Ship Murder and you're just slagging it off. Listen, if you're interested, it is a light drama on Channel 5.
About murder.
That is, shut up. It's set on a ship, on a cruise ship that goes around. Well, it seems to be docked in France and then goes to different places, right? And Catherine Tilsley?
Off of Coronation Street.
So Madame Blanc was Sally Lindsay. I was bang sure Sally Lindsay was involved in this one as well, but she's not, but she should be.
No, but Claire Sweeney's in this one.
Suited
and booted.
And it's led by Shane Ward off X Factor or Pop Idol or whatever it was back in the day.
But the thing is...
Right? He is... No, shush, shush. He is... Right? Are you ready for this? He is... Don't laugh. He is the ship's entertainment manager
who's
the singer and an ex-copper. He is the person that... By the way, he somehow knows... The local French detective, right? He's like, hey, whatever he's... I don't even know what Shane Ward... Let's just call him Shane Ward. Hey, Shane Ward, you are not a copper anymore. How do you know all this stuff? Oh, Francois, you know, I might be an ex-copper, but I still know all this stuff and I can still solve a murder. I'm like, how the... You're on a fucking ship.
What gets me...
And how would you know this person over... Anyway, it's brilliant.
Is every week
somebody's
getting murdered in or around the boat.
Yeah, you wouldn't take that
Sometimes
cruise, would
you? Sometimes it's off the boat on a beach. But Shane Ward and Catherine are there constantly...
Actually,
tampering with evidence.
Hold on. In the episodes that we've seen, no one's died on the ship.
Oh, it's only murders off the ship.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, so the ship's good.
But they're always there, tampering with evidence, getting involved,
my favorite thing is,
questioning witnesses. And the police are like, what are they doing? Oh, they put a bit of sticky tape around the body.
They put tape. So if you watch this, which you will, and you'll be hooked, and you'll be upset, I would say the best thing to do is wait for this whole series to be finished, right? And then you can watch all 10 episodes or whatever it is back to back in a binge fest. Otherwise, you're waiting every week.
And then kill yourself.
But just not on the ship. But what they do, so in the first episode, someone dies on a beach. I'm not even going to say spoiler alert. It doesn't fucking matter. You know someone's going to die. This person died on a beach, right? The next shot after that was they had tape in like a square around the person.
Like your mum used to put one of those windbreakers up.
Yeah, well, sort of, yeah.
But not even that private.
The body was still there and there was tape around
and
it.
Shane
and
Ward was there solving the crime.
And Shane Ward, the ship's entertainment officer, ex-policeman, had the ability and the, what was I going to say, the authority to go over the tape or under the tape and nick something out of his pocket. Yeah,
it's not the best part though. What's the best part of the whole show?
The singing at the end.
Yeah,
so it's a bit like, right, I guess it's a bit like Jane McDonald.
Yeah.
So which we love on Channel 5.
I mean,
Channel 5 do all the best stuff.
Jane McDonald, Ray of Light to me is a canon event.
Yeah,
I mean,
good.
It is like, yeah, that's
when you say it's a canon event, do you want to shoot her or do you want
to... it's a part of my life that was really important that sent me in another direction. That's what that means.
Okay,
so it was like, it made my life, that was like...
Okay.
Yeah. Did it not you? Was it not iconic for you?
No, I mean, I get very cringe when Jane McDonald sings at the end of the programmes, but it's the same with Shane Ward. I can't really
feel like it's got that feeling.
Yeah, I can't watch that bit. That bit's the bit I don't want to watch. I mean, I've never liked singing in, apart from Flight of the Conchords, and Mighty Boosh, I've not really liked
singing. Toast.
No, I don't really like the singing in Toast.
No.
Like, it that bit, I'm like, oh, no.
I find singing generally quite cringy.
Yeah.
Unless it's at a concert.
Oh, I don't think we've done it. Have we done a podcast since we went to London?
Which time?
When's the last time we did a podcast? I'm going to have to check. Hold on.
3 weeks ago?
Then we might have done it. I can't remember. We've been doing...
What is it?
Quite a lot of stuff. When I started singing.
Oh, no, we did.
Oh, yeah, we have talked about that. Yeah, oh, that's still one of my greatest days. I love that.
Okay.
But yeah, Good Ship Murder, Channel 5, 45 minutes of pure delight. What was wrong with your throat then?
I've just taken a sip of tea.
Okay.
And the tea did that frog
45
thing.
Minutes of beautiful Shane Ward acting. That man is going to be up for a national television award.
No, it really isn't. It's awful.
Anyway, so Good Ship Murder is available on Channel 5's app. And you can watch it live if you still watch live telly. I was at an event last Saturday night, which was Frankie Dettori's celebration dinner.
Ew, get you.
And it was, well, I was working at the event, but it was meant to be Frankie Dettori's retirement dinner, but he decided not to retire that week. So there was a bit of panic on going, okay, we got this dinner. He's not retiring. He's going to California. So it was a celebration dinner. And
so he's not going to race in the UK now.
No, he's not racing in the UK ever again. He's been put out to stud in California. And he was there with his family and lots of, I'm not a massive horse racing person. I don't really know anything about, I know who Frankie Dettori is, but I don't really know about horse racing. And it was a very fancy Park Lane hotel. About 700-800 people in there. Quite a lot of famous people. And we were helping people come into the event. And you know me, I take it upon myself.
Oh, I know you're all right.
To, if there's a celebrity, if there's a celebrity that needs help,
you're there.
I'm right on hand to help out. So first celebrity that was like looking a little bit, you know, on her own and no friends around at that time. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to look after her. And she was a lot smaller because I don't think I've ever met her. Though I did say, hi, Penny, because it was Penny Smith. Right. Hi, Penny. I don't know if you remember me. I'm Neil Bentley. And I've never met her before in my life. I find that a really good icebreaker because she looks at me thinking,
I've no idea. But they do that with loads of people.
Yeah. And then I go, well, I used to be on Capital Radio and Heart.
Oh, God.
I find it a bit of an icebreaker. And she's like, oh, no, I used to be at Global, but not at the time you were there. Okay.
Maybe that's, anyway, maybe we met there.
Penny, can I check you in and can you come through? Yes. Very slight woman. Very lovely.
I'll check you
very
in and lovely. Check you out.
Then there were other people like Nick Mason.
I wouldn't know who that was.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I wouldn't know who that was to look
me,
at.
Me either, I'm gonna admit, but obviously one of the most iconic rock gods there is. Mike Rutherford.
Yes, yeah, same.
From Genesis and Mike and the Mechanics.
Yeah, no, wouldn't know him amazing. By look, but...
Peter Crouch, well, Abby Clancy.
Yes, obviously know who they are.
So they were there.
And
obviously,
how pretty was Abby Clancy? Because she's gorgeous,
very,
isn't she?
Gorgeous and very tiny.
Tall.
Tall but tiny. Tall.
Yeah. As a model should be.
Who else was there?
I saw them in a newsagent's one with their kids when Tate was in the newsagent's. Well, I'm just saying you're not the only one that's met them. That's
I didn't check
and
them
she,
in. They just.
She was ordering flowers for Holly Willoughby's birthday while she was in there.
Okay.
So she phoned up the florist and said, could you send these to Holly Willoughby?
Oh.
from Abby and Crouchy and the kids.
Abby and Crouchy and the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And everyone around was going, ooh, ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. So there's my clang.
No, it's good. It's very good. I'm trying to work out who else was there.
Oh, you know who was there.
Well, I know who I'm getting to. lots of racehorse owners. Lots of
any other sports people? There was the cricketer there.
Yeah, Phil Tufnell was there.
Yeah, I've interviewed him. Ha ha, ha ha. You're not the only one that met these people.
All right.
Just as he came out of the jungle, I interviewed him.
Good.
Nice chap.
Yeah, and he's a nice chap, yeah. There was Phil Vickery, the ex-England rugby guy. Anyway, let's get to the one I want to talk about. So,
let's get to the Beyonce of the event.
Let's get to, yeah. So I was stood there and I've got a team that were checking people in. And I looked over to the team and I could see as this person walked in, all the team look at this person and go, oh my God, I know this person, but I don't know who it is. Now, normally when someone comes in and it's the same thing, like you ask them who they are and whatever, but it's this person is so well known in the face.
Oh, you can't go,
is what,
that, is
sorry,
that not?
What's your name, sir? You know what I mean?
He's very distinctive.
Yeah. So he was walking in, I clocked their faces and they were like, I know who it is, but I don't know who it is. I'm going to have to ask who it is. And I thought I'd spare.
They knew who it was. You just wanted to get in there.
No. So I said, hi, Mick, would you like to come over here? Mick Hucknall simply read, everybody. Yeah, would you like to come over here? I'll check you in. And he was like, all right, cool. So he came over. I was like, excellent. I'm quite a big Mick Hucknall fan.
Did you say, yeah, we might have met before corridors of Global?
No, I didn't, actually.
Thank God.
I've never met him before. But you know how much I sing his songs in the car.
You were singing them in the car in London the other week.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. So I'm like, oh, this is quite cool. And he, you know, goes in.
I'm surprised you didn't get a selfie because that's the sort of twatish stuff you do.
Well, I didn't get, well.
Did you try? Did you
want to? No, I didn't. No, I didn't, but.
Or a message to one of your friends.
No, I was thinking all these things at the same time, but I was thinking, no, I better not because, you know, I'm kind of working and it's professional.
Hi, Joel. Like. I'm holding back the years with Neil or something that.
Anyway.
It's like a fairground in here.
Very good.
It's full of stars.
Oh, God. Anyway, he goes in. He's having a lovely night. Next thing I know was probably about, well, I can look here. It was 22:12. So 12 minutes past 10. And he was sat at his table and the house band that were playing while everyone was having their dinner and few drinks. And by the way, Mick had a couple of drinks, right? I start hearing, holding back the years, like from the house band. And I'm like, they're not going to do that, are they? Please, they're not going to do that. Holding back the years.
Why would you sing it in front of the person?
I didn't know that at the time. So I looked over the balcony down into the great room.
Yeah, but would you not feel nervous singing that person's song?
Well, that's why I thought...
That's why it was a bit odd that they were doing it.
That's why I was like, there's a reason behind this.
Oh, right. That's why they did what they did.
House band guy sat... He walked over with his mic and sat down next to Mick Hucknall, who's by his wife.
Pissed.
He's had a couple of drinks. And... it was just cringe. It was like, you know, Mick, do you? Like looking right at Mick, like,
Mick's not having any of it.
Mick's having none of it. He's there for Frankie Dettori.
I'm with my wife. I'm having a few drinks.
Yeah.
I don't want to work.
Exactly. And then Frankie is by Mick. And I'm videoing all this, by the way, because I'm like, if it does happen, I want to capture this.
I want it on camera.
And Frankie's behind Mick going, well, I don't know, but probably, Mick, go on, Mick. It's my, you know, it's my celebration dinner. Do us a favour.
You're going to ruin my party if you don't do it.
Yeah. Where's he from? Is that Italy? Anyway, it happened. And I just, is it on here? There it is. Can you hear? I need to turn this up. This is Mick singing. Here we go. The crowd are singing. So at the moment, Mick is waving a microphone around the crowd. There's a band on stage, and everyone crowded around Mick. Here we go. Yes, Mick. Mate, he was absolutely incredible.
I'm going to say what my mum always says.
What's that?
It's like you're listening to a CD.
But it was.
You know, when someone's that good at singing live.
He had few drinks inside of him, right? I wouldn't say he was drunk, but he certainly had a few drinks inside of him.
But he still got it.
Right? He was like listening to a CD.
And he wiped the floor with the singers in the band.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, there was about 2 minutes 30 of him saying no, yeah, of awkward cringe, right? And then he just kind of went into it. His wife was so happy. She videoed him.
Right.
All the way through it.
Right.
And I thought, what a lovely thing for your wife to do. They've been married.
Where's your royalty checks, Neil?
Where she's
getting royalty checks and going.
They've been married. No, they've
every
been
day.
They've been married for 12 years. I looked in, or 13 years,
and?
I think. And I just looking at her in my video, she was super proud of Mick singing, videoing him. Smiling,
I
looking
bet
around
she
the room.
Fucking was.
No, you never do that to me.
Where's when your I'm
doing,
checks?
When I'm doing something, you're never videoing me or saying, "Oh, Neil, this is lovely. Look at you."
Money's too tight to mention,
right?
Where's the money from that single coming from for me?
Well, that's not. It's not coming to
where's,
you.
Where's the back payments for your previous work?
What are you trying to say?
Well, no wonder she's dancing a merry
tune. You get stuff from me.
Who's not saying I wouldn't record you looking at you lovingly?
Me? I mean, who's saying it.
I would.
You fucking wouldn't. If I was sat at a table and someone walked across to me and they went, Neil, can you sing this? Firstly, I'd go, yep, no worries. I'll take the microphone straight away. I wouldn't be cringe and wait 2.5 minutes because what's coming is really bad and it's going to be bad. You wouldn't go, oh, that's so lovely. You go, fucking hell. I'm not... And look at your face. You're telling me now you would do that. You get up, piss off, go, I've got nothing to do with this man whatsoever.
If we were at a party and someone went, oh, no, I have done it, so you can kiss my white ass.
Go on.
If you've got up to DJ at parties and some people go, oh, go on, no, you DJ. I've filmed you. Yes.
Where, what
yes,
do you mean you film me?
Well, because you were quite drunk and I was going to take the piss out of it.
Exactly.
Later.
His wife wasn't taking the piss. His wife, there was absolutely no way his wife was taking the piss.
His
wife was proper proud of her
she
husband.
She might have gone back later to wherever they live in their mansion and looking at all of her bloody East Celeron shoes bought by Money's Too Tight and gone.
Excuse me.
Look, you look a right twat, Mick.
She might have her own business and her own stuff going on.
She may well have that.
Ah, you fucking walked straight into that one, didn't you?
In fact, I believe she has.
Right, you walked straight into that one, didn't you?
But she might have been in bed going, look at you, you dickhead. Look what you did.
Right. I don't think she was.
How do you know?
I don't think she was.
Well, she should.
Right.
That's what makes a good marriage.
Anyway, that was last Saturday night. And then Mike and the Mechanics came on. Well, Mike and...
I only know one of their songs.
Load of the Apprentice Mechanics. what do you mean you only know one song?
What's the one song?
Well, no, he's not just from Mike and the Mechanics.
I know he's not, but
he's
what's
from
the...
Genesis. It was weird, actually, because I've never... Having been a DJ and played songs to a dance floor, I would have never have thought... That's not my go-to floor filler. Hey, I better put Genesis and I Can't Dance on. Loved it. They absolutely loved it. Looking back over my shoulder.
Yeah, but when the actual person there is doing it,
maybe that's the vibe. Mm. Maybe that's the thing. So they did a couple of Genesis hits because Mike Rutherford from Genesis, and they did a few Mike and the Mechanics. And I was like, wow, the dance floor was packed. What a night. Amazing.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean,
what do you mean it was all right?
Taylor Swift wasn't there, was she? Or
if she was, would she sing from a table?
Or even Lorraine Kelly, you know, you had to put up with Penny Smith.
She would sing from her table. Anyway, you can't remember to do things and it's really pissing me off. Let's get into this right now. You have a problem with remembering things are in the oven. And it's quite unbelievable.
I forgot yesterday to put the timer on to remind me.
This is not just yesterday. This is all the time. So I'll make dinner or something.
I'm menopausal.
And then I'll give you...
I forget stuff.
No, I'm making like main dinner, right?
Stop being so sexist. And I'm
what?
Oh, shit. Just sorry.
What have you just done?
I've just... chucked tea out of the window, out of the door,
yeah.
And your blind flew up.
You just chucked fucking tea all in my studio blind.
Yes. As I chucked it, the blind flew up. It was like the timing.
Right, well, you owe me a new blind.
I'm sure it'll dry.
Well, hold on. How's that sexist?
Because I'm menopausal.
Hold on a minute. This has been happening for years.
And?
This is nothing to do with the menopause.
Right, I'm a bit dippy.
But it's unbelievable.
But you've known me 20 years.
So I'm making main dinner, right? Out there watching some stuff on my phone. And I go, because you're like, well, can I do anything to help? Where you're hoping I say, no, you're fine.
And
go and sit in front of me.
You don't.
No. So I'm like,
you want me to go to work because you don't want me sat on my arse.
So I said... go to work. I only want you to put the garlic bread in.
Yeah, and I put it in and I went, I'll put a timer on.
Exactly.
And I forgot to put the timer on.
Exactly. This is happening all the fucking time. You're going, so I'll put that in. Don't worry, you said yesterday. Don't worry, I won't forget this one. I went,
it's
why is that? And you
TikTok.
Went, you said,
it's TikTok.
You said, I'll put the timer on, right?
Yeah, but I get into TikTok I go down rabbit holes and then I forget
what
I'm doing.
What happened was I smelt the garlic bread because I turned around and thought, that's done. Now, what do I do in this situation?
Oh, I'm going to be a cunt.
Right.
I'm going to get it out and 10 minutes later go, Sash, the garlic bread's done.
So I took it out, put it on the side, and then I walked in 10 minutes later and went, hi. And not even at that moment did you think, oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. You just went, all right.
Do you know why, darling?
I said, why?
Do you know, because it's just garlic bread.
No, because you were on TikTok. You were on TikTok and Instagram and you were on your phone and you weren't giving a shit about anything else. And...
look at me.
And,
do I look bothered?
Because I said to you, has the timer gone off? And you went, what timer?
Yeah, totally.
You didn't even fucking put the timer on, right? The time from when I said, can you put the, or can you do this? And you come up with, I will put the timer on, to you sitting down in the front room is less than 30 seconds. It has to be 20 seconds.
There's a scientific fact that when you walk through a doorway, you can forget things.
This is not low-key. This is not a portal to a different time branch.
A university did a study. If you walk through,
how do you remember that shit?
If you walk through, because my long-term memory is fucking amazing. It's my short-term. I can't remember what I had for lunch today. It's just part of my syndrome that I've discovered.
You
can't
remember what you had for lunch today.
Yeah, I can, because it was rocking. Yeah, but listen.
Yeah, you had KFC.
When you walk through an archway of a door, the human mind does remove things out of its... space. It's like a medical fact. Yeah.
Right.
So I walked through two doors, two double doors. So I doubly forgot what I was doing.
So and university has done some studies that when you walk through a door,
you forget. That's why
you forget things.
When you walk through a door, when you've gone upstairs or you walk through a door, when you were looking for something, you go, why have I come in this room?
I have never heard so much bullshit in my life.
So you've never walked in a room and gone, oh, I don't know why I've come in here.
Yeah, but that's not going, there's nothing
it
to do with a fucking door.
It is a scientific fact. And I walked through two doors. So it happened. Sorry.
Okay. Well.
Fucking hell, it's garlic bread. People are dying, Neil. It's garlic bread.
Hmm. Anyway, well done on 8 weeks sober.
Thanks.
At least you remembered not to drink. How do you feel?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to me about anything? How is it going? I think you're doing amazing.
It's all right.
Seriously, I think you're doing amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not always easy. Some days I feel like really angry that I can't do it. And then other days I go, no, you've spoiled it for yourself. You can't. So you're not allowed to.
You're into non-alcoholic
Yeah, I'm quite enjoying them. And before they made me murderous, but now I quite like them because I'm like, no.
So talk me through. Well, you had a go at me yesterday as well because I went out, got the dinner, and I came back and I bought myself like 6 beers or something. And you went,
you're not bringing me any little sparkly tree?
Where, and I went, well, no, I've just bought you dinner.
No little Rubicon or little sparkly Ribena or something?
No, I didn't know. Because I bought you some water.
Great. Tasty.
So how have you been getting through your 8 weeks? What have you been drinking and what's been good and what's not been good?
Not really counting. Not really going, oh, I'm this week. I'm not that week. So I've had off. I'm just going day by day. And because I've got to stop. So
yeah. No, that's good. I'm asking you what non-alcoholic beverages.
Beer is really good.
Yeah, which ones? Specifically, which ones have you had that are good and are shit? Because there might be people listening that are going through the same thing.
Most non-alcoholic beer is good because it's just got...
Which ones have you had?
I don't know. I can't fucking remember. Soul? Maybe?
No, you had...
Corona?
Yes.
0.0?
Yes, you had Corona.
Yeah, really
was that,
nice.
Was that good?
Yeah, really good.
Okay.
The only thing I would say with wine, with non-alcoholic wine, is that some really just taste like grape juice.
So this is what I think. You pay £6 or whatever for non-alcoholic wine, or £4 to £6,
it's
right?
It's the event of opening a bottle, I think, and having it in a wine glass.
Why don't you just keep a bottle and then put some Rubicon in it?
Because actually some of the wines do have that tang.
Okay, so which wines have you had? You've had...
Not Guilty's good. That feels like it's got a tang. Because you want that burn. You want that... That's why that cayenne pepper one was really good.
Yeah.
And then others just taste like grape juice.
Okay, so tonight you've got...
Kylie Minogue. 0%. Sparkling rosé.
Nice.
Which I'm going to have in a flute.
You don't play the flute.
So, yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay, well, well done, because it's like 8 weeks is incredible.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to keep going because I sleep better.
Yeah, but we don't because Tate's decided to move around beds again. And
it's just nice to not wake up and go, oh,
yeah,
you idiot.
Yeah. Well, I've cut down too.
I think you've done better than me because you can actually, you can manage like only having one.
Yeah, I mean, I've been drinking one now during this.
No, but it's a Saturday. And I'm not obviously one of those people that go, you can't have a drink and drinking shit and da, 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 because it's not, it's bloody lovely.
Mm.
But it's not something, I think I've had my fair share.
Yeah. But I think it's really good. And I mean, I'm sure if you're joining our WhatsApp channel or whatever, maybe tonight you could do a little review. Of that
my Kylie?
Kylie
thing?
Yeah.
What, on video?
No, not on video. Don't worry. Saf doesn't like being on video. Yeah, we'll just take a picture and you can just write me something and I'll stick it on the channel.
You know
why
people don't like being on video though, don't you? Because you...
Why?
Because you're used to doing it because you're always doing bloody videos.
No, I'm not.
So you get used to your face. I see myself on a video and they go, oh my God, is that what I look like?
Saf, I'm not used to the way I look. I still think... Or I still wish that I looked like 12 years ago, and I don't. I've got a massive spot on the side of my face at the moment. I tried to get you to do it last night, and you were like, it's blind. And then I was like, just do it. And then you went for it big time, and it's left a massive red mark on the side. But no, it's like things like that. And
it's true love, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's our foreplay these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Last
I've got a spot on my neck. Come and have a look at it.
Yeah, have a look at this. But yeah, I don't... I think if you give a shit at all, you would never do anything.
Okay. Well, that's me.
Yeah, I know, yeah, yeah. But no, we don't need it on video. Maybe just I don't know, let's give me a picture and we can stick it on the channel.
And I'll say whether it's good or not.
Yeah, rate it out of 10.
It needs the tang.
Yeah.
It might
not need the tang. It might be perfect.
If you don't like the taste of alcohol and you don't really get alcohol, so you're not on the same page as me, then you wouldn't understand. But if you like a drink and you like that feeling, then you want a bit of tang in your wine. You want a bit of... Mm. A bit of that, if that makes sense, because you might as well just buy a soft drink otherwise.
Well, that's what I'm kind of thinking anyway.
No, there is a feeling like you are drinking something.
Wouldn't there be? If you're looking for a tang and you're comparing it to like as you've said before, Cayenne pepper, then wouldn't this be good if there was like a, I mean, this sounds like drugs.
Spicy drink.
I don't mean it to sound like drugs. But if you had a packet of like powder and
it's called cocaine.
No. But if you had a packet of powder and you had a soft drink and you put this little tangy powder in it, which gave you the kind of tang of alcohol.
What would be the point of that, darling?
What do you mean would be the point? That's what you're saying.
Salt and shake crisps. What, it's like you have to do the effort to enjoy the crisps. Do you remember the little packets of salt you used to get?
And I'd still buy those today. Because I don't mind a bit of work. I don't mind work. I don't mind. You don't want to do any work at all.
Sparkly wine.
You don't want to do any work whatsoever.
Why would I?
Salt in your own, like you can tang your own soft drink.
Tang your own soft drink.
To the point that the tanginess that you want.
That's a bit like having a soda water and putting vodka in it.
Mm.
You want to tang your drink up properly, do that.
Right. Well, look, I think that's probably.
I'm concerned because I don't know where Tate is.
Right. Well, hold on a minute. Context. He's in the house. You're not like, I don't, he went out about 10 hours ago.
But I know what he's jumping around on furniture a lot at the moment. And okay. I've got this image of me walking in and all four of the sofa legs are broken. So.
Okay, let's go now then.
I'd like to go inside. All see
right.
What
remember
to
sign up for our WhatsApp channel, which you can do from our Instagram, which I can't remember what it is. So just search for 40-ish podcasts, things like that. I'll put the link in the description of this.
There you go. Little face.
I know,
you're so excited.
All right, have a great week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe a month. We'll see you again at some point with the next episode of 40-ish podcast. And remember, Good Ship Murder, Channel 5.
Don't do it to yourself.
Good Ship Murder, Channel 5, followed by Madame Blanc Mysteries, two seasons. Best weekend you're ever going
to
have.
I'm having to watch that with my fake alcohol drinks.
Exactly. Don't even leave bed.
Don't leave bed?
No, watch it in bed.